What's it like growing up aiming for a classical concert career? WRTI's Susan Lewis asked a young Canadian pianist how he manages the music, excitement, and competition.
My name is Thomas Troke, and I'm going to be playing the first piece from Albania's Iberia Evocation.
Thomas came to Philadelphia to participate in the intensive, week-long Philadelphia Young Pianists Academy. It's all part of a path he began as a young child who was especially drawn to music.
Even when I was 3 or 4, playing with stuffed animals, if there was no music, the animals didn't have a proper life. When there was music around, they could fly and go on these adventures and magical things, but without music, nothing was possible.
A recent high school graduate, Thomas continues to play, practice, and immerse himself in music, a favorite pastime, analyzing scores.
Sort of relaxes me, and when you take a great score out and you look at the structure of the piece, sometimes it could take hours to really get it in your brain.
The key to performing, he believes, is to let loose.
Engage yourself fully in the music and not worry about mistakes. And sometimes really the mistake can be a liberating moment where you stop caring so much. Not in the sense that you give up on trying to play your best, but that you realize that any sort of level of perfection is, there's no point to it.
So what about life after a performance, after a competition?
One thing I've learned is that you can't just have one singular goal. If your singular goal is just to be the best pianist in the world, it's not gonna happen. I've been given influences by conducting, composing, teaching, all these different areas, because you never know which one's going to take off in a different direction.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.